There was a bit of a victory today for supporters of a proposed road in southwest Alaska that would connect the village of King Cove to an airport at Cold Bay via the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge. U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke announced this morning that his department has issued a permit for the study on where to put the road. Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove has more.
The state of Alaska's position is that the road through Eisenbeck is necessary for medical emergencies. In bad weather, King Cove's airport is inaccessible, and residents must use boats or helicopters to get to the airport in the neighboring community of Cold Bay. Governor Bill Walker says last summer he heard many stories of injured, sick, and elderly King Cove residents risking their lives to get medical treatment.
It's going to save lives, and so this is a good first step and of many steps, but we're glad it's being taken.
The state has long sought authorization from the federal government to build the 11-mile road. Zinke's predecessor, Sally Jewell, visited the community in 2013. Later that year, she decided a road would cause irreversible damage to the refuge and the wildlife that depend on it. The area is an important feeding and resting spot for hundreds of thousands of waterfowl, including nearly the entire populations worldwide of several bird species. Village resident and King Cove Corporation spokeswoman Della Trumbull says, for the human residents in the area, the road is a life or death issue. And after today's announcement, Trumbull says she's not holding her breath.
A good part of our lives has been advocating for this road for this community. And I tell you, after being involved in this for so long, that until I see the signing on the paperwork, it's been a long battle.
Alaska's congressional delegation continues to push for approval of federal legislation in the U.S. House and Senate seeking the road. For Alaska Public Media, I'm Casey Grove.